Last week, 87,556 insurance cards arrived in the mailboxes of Marylanders who may never have had comprehensive health coverage before. Next week, thousands of disabled and elderly individuals will gain greater control of assistance to help them live at home. The agency responsible for this progress is one of the best-kept secrets in the state, Medicaid. Originally signed into law by President Lyndon Johnson in 1965, the Medicaid program is a unique partnership between the states and the federal government. For low-income children, Medicaid has long made critical health services and vaccines available. For the elderly, Medicaid has financed a majority of long-term care. In Maryland, our Medicaid program has changed with the times. When Governor O'Malley and Lieutenant Governor Brown heard the stories of low-income parents without health insurance, they asked Medicaid to expand, sparking an increase in coverage for more than 400,000 Marylanders. Further expansions in access to substance abuse treatment, cancer care, and reproductive health treatment have been critical to tackling public health challenges. With the passage of the Affordable Care Act, Medicaid is expanding again, hence those insurance cards in the mail. What is far less known is that the impact of the law on Medicaid goes beyond health coverage. For example, in 2011, Maryland received a competitive grant worth more than $100 million to support Marylanders being able to age at home. These funds are finally raising the wages of caregivers, adding greater protections against fraud, and allowing more flexibility in funding, even allowing people to pay family members and neighbors to care for them. Medicaid is also improving the care of individuals with serious mental illness and substance abuse disorders in newly designated health homes. Maryland's Medicaid program is successful because of the efforts of hundreds of dedicated state employees. Last year, I had the opportunity to meet one woman who has worked in our Medicaid program since 1965, the very first year. She's watched it develop from a front row seat. For the rest of us in the audience, it's just there when we need it. This is Dr. Joshua Sharfstein, Secretary of Maryland's Department of Health and Mental Hygiene for WYPR, your NPR news station.